As we turn the page from a hot weekend, you really aren't going to notice that much different today compared to the weekend. As we hit 99 and tied a record on Saturday, we hit 98 degrees on Sunday. The First Alert forecast for today is 97, and really, we could hit 98 or 99. It's certainly in the room of possibility. There will be a couple of showers that start to approach Northeast Florida later this evening, but I think most of the rain, if not all the rain, stays up in Southeast Georgia. So I would not count on rain today. Really, it's just going to be a lot like Saturday and Sunday, with the exception of a few more clouds. Then on Tuesday, moisture starts to focus across Northeast Florida. Tuesday is that day where I think we transition just from the brutally hot and dry to daily showers and thunderstorms. And we have been talking about this for, well, a few days now, as we have been carefully tracking the tropics. Our weather pattern shift has a little bit to do with the tropics, but maybe not in the way you would think. So there's a big swath of moisture basically stretching from the western Atlantic and the Bahamas all the way back to Mexico and the northwest Caribbean. And that moisture is just steadily going to lift up over Florida, especially as we get later in the week. So yeah, there are chances for storms Tuesday and Wednesday. And honestly, over your neighborhood, you may get a really good thunderstorm either of those days. And then it's a great week, but there will be more chances of rain on the way, as Thursday and Friday really look like the wettest days. Our temperatures are going to go down, but it's going to be more humid with this more tropical atmosphere that is going to be moving overhead. The humidity is going to be higher. While the temperatures will be lower, it's still going to feel like around 95 to 100 each day, but there will be some cooling rain and storms, and if nothing else, we'll get a break from that just crazy sun that we've had for about the last 5 to 7 days with nearby clouds. Once everything is said and done by about next weekend, which I still expect there to be some rain around next Saturday and Sunday, it looks like most neighborhoods on average will get around 2+ inches of rain. There will be some locally higher amounts, upwards of 3 to 4 inches. But regardless, this is much needed rain on the way, as we're in a deficit for the month of June. And you hear that sound? Yeah, that is my lawn that is crying out for some much needed rain, and your lawn might be doing the same thing. So get ready for some rain. If you got to take care of the lawn, maybe mow the grass or get some fertilizer down, today is going to be a great day to do that. And really, you could as well the first half of Tuesday. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.